Accession number 27189, Reel 3.
Colonel Poulson, Reel 3. You're saying that the weather deteriorated during the day?
Yes.
How long
as I said earlier, I'm quite sure one of the team, I mean the people in one of the gliders, would have been able to have done that job.
Mm. Yes.
So had they found us, they would have stopped all further actions against the heavy water at Rjukan. But I think the freshman operation was full of mishaps. They were unlucky. The ingrowths were very lucky in everything we did.
But
if we had better lights, I think they would have found us. They wasn't far away. But that was simple British Army flashlights.
Yes.
In a light beam going straight up.
And how many of them do you have on memory of them?
7, 10 or something.
7, 10. How had you got out to Norway? Because you'd been there
Pardon?
For some. How had you travelled to Norway? The operation. Did you parachute onto the?
We parachuted onto the airline with the platoon.
When did that happen?
We landed the 18th of October 42.
And did that operation go according to plan?
Yeah, not exactly. We weren't dropped where we should have been dropped, but that didn't matter very much. But our radio communication with England didn't function for 10 days. We didn't get any connection with England, with London, because of was something wrong with the batteries we have got. So we are in the. We had to travel from our dropping zone to an area, to a hut I knew of near the landing place, and that took us 14 days.
How did you make that journey? Were you on ski?
On skis, yes. Mm-hmm. But skiing in October isn't the same as skiing at Easter time. Mm-hmm. Deep snow, lakes open, rivers open and so on. Mm. So and we had quite a lot of equipment to bring with us. So we had to, each day we had to go from there to there, then back again and get a new load on our back. So it took a hell of a long time.
So you were doing the journey twice.
Yes. Mm.
What sort of equipment were you carrying?
Well, firstly, the equipment we needed for receiving the freshmen. I mean, the radio, Eureka, accumulator batteries for the radio, for the Eureka, camping equipment, food, and what have you.
Did you have any means of carrying it other than rucksacks? Did you have a sledge or anything of that sort? You could have.
Well, after a while, we found a sledge, which we used. Mm. That helped a lot. Mm. But as I said, we didn't because of the batteries. We didn't get in touch with England. We had ordered not to contact anybody. But this was an emergency, so we contacted the dam keeper at Mösvann, and he got hold of a car battery for us. So after that, the radio communication in England went very well.
When you did your jump onto the plateau, what altitude were you when you left the aircraft? Was this a low-level jump or a high-level jump?
Low-level jump, yes, yes. How much is it? 300 meters, is it?
It doesn't give you very long before you hit the ground.
No, no.
And how far from the place where you should have been were you actually dropped?
A couple of Norwegian miles, I think.
Just about 8 miles. About 8 miles in English. How did you recognise that you were in the wrong place? Well, did you know the land well enough? You did. You mentioned that you had you had the radio, you had the Eureka radio beacon, you had the flashlights for the guide the aircraft, and you mentioned food. What kind of food did you take with you?
We had our main food was pemmican, and we had some oatmeal. We had biscuits and that kind of food. So we took with us all the food we were able to carry, and the rest we had to leave in the depot.
When you were moving to the area where the gliders were supposed to arrive, what did you do overnight?
Usually we broke into huts, so we slept well.
When you were overnight, did you have somebody on sentry?
No.
You just all went to sleep?
Yes. And you were in civilian clothes, you know. We met some people from Rauland, down in Bittalen. And I don't remember what kind of cover story they gave, but they were not suspicious.
What weapons were you carrying?
We had our .32 Colt as personal weapon, and we had only one Sten.
Just three pistols and a Sten gun.
And a Sten gun. And a handy gun. Some of the officers at SOE headquarters gave us a handy gun. That was a pistol-like thing that could shoot both slugs and pellets. But it was a nice toy, but it couldn't be used for anything.
What sort of range?
And you see, we thought that all this operation just after we had finished with the freshmen, we were supposed to to take up our previous mission.